Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 81. Thank you so much for tuning in. Shaniqua Garvin is a widowed single mom and event planner, raising her young son in New York City. She is the founder and CEO of her lifestyle blog, Brown Media Mama. Most notably, Shaniqua was a cover model for Oprah Winfrey's O Magazine's April 2016 issue, focusing on her fitness journey along with 9 other women, including Oprah Winfrey herself. I am pleased to have Shaniqua Garvin on my 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast to talk about her journey into a healthy lifestyle. Shaniqua, how are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on my show. But before we get started, the first question my listeners would want me to ask is, what was it like meeting Oprah Winfrey?
What I always say is, picture how you would feel meeting Oprah Winfrey, and then double that. Because it was, you know, way more exciting than I expected it to be. I literally had chills. It was amazing.
Really? Did she come across as kind and compassionate and exuberant as she seemed to be on the TV?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm the first Shaniqua she has met in person, so she was making a really big deal about it.
Really?
My name, it was exciting.
The first Shaniqua she's met in her life,
yes.
Really?
Can you believe
that's
that?
Cool. Yes, that's amazing. Well, I think I've met a couple Shaniquas in my life.
Right.
Really? Now, you also met Gail, her best friend. How was that?
It was great. Gail was great. We met Gail first, and meeting Oprah was a surprise. We really didn't know what to expect. So I had a lot of downtime. We were talking about our favorite shows. I did the same things with Oprah as well, but I was able to speak more in depth with Gail. So she's very laid, very cool. It was great.
Wow. That's very, very special. And we'll talk more about the experience with the magazine shortly. But
okay.
For now, let's talk about you, Shaniqua. Where were you born and what was your childhood like?
I was born in Harlem, grew up in that whole 80s baby, you know, the intense scene in Harlem back in the day. And I was raised by my mom, who ironically was a single mom as well. My dad died pretty early. But I mean, you know, life was good. We had a lot of support. My family was always there. I have family in the South. I got to travel to the South to kind of get away from the city. And it was being creative. And I feel like I had a well-rounded childhood.
Okay, so you were probably pretty active as well as a child.
For the most part. Ironically, I was small and really into like running around as a child. You know, children, they keep still. But I was into dancing and extra African dance, karate, you know, but it wasn't until the later years that I preferred pieces of cake more than anything else, and I was making bad health decisions, but.
Okay. All right, so that's fine. So when did you start becoming, let's say, overweight, out of shape? When did that happen for you?
I would say right out of college. I was running a lot, and basically once I became a mom, and I put on the baby weight, but I took it off, but then I put it right back on because I was just into being on the go. Like, as moms, we get in the habit of eating our children's leftovers, and then winding and grabbing the glass of wine, going to sleep, and just being very sedentary, like, despite the fact that you're chasing after your child, you can still have all of these down periods where you're kind of like relaxing all day. So I think a lot of my weight came on then, and especially when I was trying to take care of my husband, and we were both kind of into just being a look to, what is that word? Like, you just were eating all these horrible foods, all this fast food every night, you know, right. lots of alcohol and things like that. So that's when it came on.
How long were you married?
Almost 6 years. And yeah, we lived in Brooklyn, and yeah, he passed just before our wedding anniversary. Well, 4 months shy of our wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. So he passed away 4 months shy of your wedding anniversary?
Correct. So, wow. In January, and it would have been in April.
Yes. So this was a very traumatic experience, not only for you, but for your son.
Right. Yes.
Right?
All right.
So I understand your husband died of heart disease.
Yes. Heart disease, and he ended up getting a blood infection as well. It's just that his heart was in bad shape. It was basically the heart of a 90-year-old, and he was only 38. So
Oh my goodness.
It was horrible.
Oh yes, I know. But was there any early indications that there were problems with his health?
Absolutely. He had been told back when we were in our 20s, basically that he was going to be his final demise. And countless times his doctor had told him that he would basically drop dead. And so he had like the diabetes and the high cholesterol, high blood pressure. And it was just, unfortunately, decisions made to ignore it and sort of have that mentality to pray it away instead of putting in the effort. And it was plenty of times that, you know, the doctors tried their best to intervene, but unfortunately, you know.
How did it affect you emotionally, you and your child?
Yeah, we went crazy, to be quite honest. You know, I didn't expect to have the reaction that I did, but I literally felt like a part of me died. I even still feel that way. A part of who I am is gone. My son feels the absence, and we've both taken it hard. And we constantly go to grief counseling and go to things where we can, you know, work through our emotions just so that we can cope, you know, because it can be very depressing.
Yes, most definitely. Do you have a support group around you?
I do. You know, my family is always supportive, but it is good when you can speak to people who can relate to what you're going through. So I meet with widows so that we can kind of like go through our feelings. I also allow my son to play with kids and meet with kids who have lost their father or their mother. And then we go to family grief counseling. Even now we're headed to a camp grief counseling experience.
I see. Very, very, very good. So now since this happened, you decided that this is not going to happen to you. You're going to change your life. You're going to take the necessary steps to improve your health. Is that correct?
Right. Exactly. I mean, it was an eye opener for me because I really took for granted how often I didn't put my health and myself as a priority. And I needed to make a change, and I wasn't doing well. I mean, and it was bad enough that I had to deal with grief, and you really feel sick, you know, but, you know, I wasn't healthy, and being the only parent my son has left, it was, you know, do or die. So I had to get it done.
Oh, definitely. You have a young child who's depending on you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you're doing it for yourself, but you're also doing it for him. So that's even more of a driving mission, a passion of yours now to be healthy. And there's so many benefits that come with that. So what are you doing to reclaim your health?
So I am exercising and I'm really training hard, and I've committed to a lifestyle change in my nutrition. You know, right now I'm on an intense diet regimen because I'm trying to get off a certain amount of fat, but, you know, I'm committed to a complete overhaul, you know, exercising as much as I could, you know, 4 days a week, and, you know, changing up my eating habits drastically.
Okay. Are you seeing a nutritionist, or are you doing this on your own?
I absolutely have a nutritionist, and I have a trainer. and I have, a gym that I can go to. And I love to pull from other resources as well. I read articles. I speak to friends who are trainers as well. And, yes. You know, I'm always asking advice.
Yes. Okay, good. How much weight did you put on at your heaviest? How much did you weigh at your heaviest?
Well, I weighed 227 in January. And
227.
Okay. And that was, like, when I was pregnant with my son, I was up to 235. But in January, I was 227. Right. And now I'm down to 183, so I've lost 43 pounds so far.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a great accomplishment, for sure, you know?
Yes. Excellent. I'm excited.
Right. And so this is a new way for you, a new life, a new opportunity.
Absolutely. I feel different. I feel like I'm being treated differently. I definitely have a lot more energy. I see my outlook in life, and even the way that I think is different.
Yes.
So it's been great.
Isn't that something? That's amazing. Would you say that you're now more positive than ever before?
Absolutely. I am definitely. I don't know what it was about being overweight, but it's like now my spirits are lifted and I can have more confidence. I have more self-confidence and I'm just always focused on being positive and just seeing the better part of life. I know a lot of that came from losing my husband as well, but I definitely know losing weight and focusing more on my best self contributed to me having a more positive outlook in life.
Most definitely. Now let's talk again about the Oprah Winfrey magazine experience. How did you get on the cover of her magazine? How did that come about?
Okay, so there was an open casting. So my friend Danielle said, look, you should do this. Basically, they were asking women to share their weight loss journey. So I wrote in and told them, you know, I'm going through a weight loss journey because my husband passed away, and I feel like I can't do this alone. They immediately got back to me. I had to go for a go-see. I guess that's what actors go through.
Exactly,
and then
yes.
I had to take pictures and do a little video and just meet with the person who was doing the casting, so to speak. And they said, you'll know right away, you know, but basically by the next day because they were shooting so quickly. And sure enough, they called me the next day. I was so excited.
Wow.
And we did the shoot. To our knowledge, we were just being featured in the magazine about our weight loss journey. So then, on set the second day, Oprah comes, and she's like, guess what? I'm going to be in the pictures with you. You're going to be on the cover. We all lost it. We were all filled with tears and excitement.
Now, what has that experience done for you since?
I've definitely gotten amazing resources from O Magazine. She's given us, first she started off by giving us the membership to Equinox Gym, and then she gave us a fitness Jawbone Fit, which is like a fit tracker. We got to take our clothes home, you know, and then other companies started to reach out. So Temple Gym is the one who basically trains me all the time, and they do all my nutrition and my my training. And then what else? Oh, and then I'm also doing 22 Day Nutrition reached out to me. You guys may be familiar with it from Beyonce and Jay-Z endorsing them, but they actually reached out to me and asked me if I wanted the protein powder. So they have been supporting me as well because I actually use protein powder every day that I work out. So it's been great.
Nice. All this came out as a result of being in the Oprah magazine and meeting Oprah Winfrey.
Exactly.
Amazing. The Oprah, yes, the Oprah effect, which is a life-changing effect. That's amazing. When you did the casting call, did they come to you in New York, or did you have to go to Chicago?
They are actually in New York. So her magazine headquarters is in New York.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so I went to them. And Oprah flew to New York for the shoot. So the shoot was in New York as well.
Wow. absolutely amazing. So this has been an interesting journey for you, but you're determined to be a success for yourself and your child, correct?
Yes, absolutely. To continue to be, you know, a motivating factor, like for people who are out there supporting me and for people who feel encouraged by my story, because I do get a lot of people who reach out, who inbox me, and I definitely, they are pushing me as well with their encouragement and with their inspiration, them being inspired.
Yes, definitely. Now, I know you are, I know you're talking about your lifestyle blog. Now, talk about that for a second. When did you get it started, and what's the purpose for it, and how's it going?
Okay, so Brown Media Mama, I began just to get out of my head, like from just being doing something aside from the day to day of working, you know, as a children's property coordinator and motherhood. So I started it in 2014. And okay. It's basically focused on parenting and lifestyle. So I share giveaways that are family friendly. I share about my life. I talk about kids products. And now I am going to incorporate fitness and even fashion. Nice. I'm going to evolve the blog. And it's great working with brands just to bring awareness to things that parents, you know, can use, or even, you know, women can use. You know, that's my audience. And it's been great. I mean, even this week, I'm talking about the things that I need for camping. And
wow.
I have really helpful, like, there was a solar backpack. So it's solar powered, and I can charge my phone. I can charge my iPad. Like, who thinks of these things? But I get exposed to these amazing products, and I can share it with the audience, share it with the world.
Really? Sounds really good. It sounds fulfilling.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, in addition to your blog, you're also an event planner?
Yeah, so I freelance as a children's party coordinator. I've taken a lot of time off from it since my husband passed, but I do freelance as a children's party coordinator. And right now, I am focused on fitness-based events. Yes. So those things will be coming up in the near future, and I'll make sure to post it on brownmediamama.com on social media as well, so people will know about it.
Cool. Very cool. And I will stay in touch with you as well, because, you know, each year my organization, I have a not-for-profit organization called Body Sculpt of New York.
Oh,
right?
Awesome.
And we do the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in New York City. Okay.
That sounds great.
Yes. I mean, we usually have like 2,000 children and parents come out. It's in Brooklyn, actually. And we engage children in about 25 sports activities, totally free. Okay.
Wow. So I have to be there.
Yes. Yes. I definitely would invite you and your son to come out. And I want you to, you know, talk it up. And, you know, we'll talk. We'll stay in touch with you and I so that you have more information on this. Okay.
Great. That's
definitely.
Amazing.
Now, what advice would you give to other single moms or widows when it comes to dealing with loss and trying to get back on track with their health?
I would definitely encourage them to deal with the feelings and get in them, because a lot of my setbacks that I had, and even the moments when I overate or I cheated on my diet, was when I was feeling so much grief and I wasn't dealing with my feelings. So whether you want to seek out counseling, actually you should seek out counseling. Absolutely. Have a support system. Make sure you rely on people who can relate to your journey. Journal, meditate, and then begin to make the steps to work on yourself, you know, and see where you are, and every day just work on doing more than you did the day before, because I really had to take things one day at a time. Sometimes I could only accomplish one thing a day. And now like I'm up to 15. I aim to do at least 15 things a day, but you know, you have to start small.
Yes. Yes. Take one step at a time, one day at a time, but start small.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent, Shaniqua. What's next on your bucket list of things to accomplish?
Wow, I would love to do some work with Michelle Obama, actually. And I'm glad that she's at least in the circle. But I really love that she supports fitness and yes. children's fitness as well. So I have to figure out how to set my sights on something like that. But and I want to yes. get into fitness modeling. I want to get my body to where it will needs to be so that I can be an ambassador for a fitness brand or a fitness-based brand. That would be incredible.
Wow, that's amazing. But, you know, someone who's actually met Oprah, been on the cover of Oprah magazine, you know, there's nothing you can't do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Exactly. Most definitely. Now, any other words of encouragement or advice you want to share with my listeners?
I would say to make sure that you take time every day to focus on being grateful, even if you're having a hard time in life. Focus on one thing every day that you can be grateful for and focus on something that you can be positive about or focus on thinking positively. And it will start to change your inner core of who you are and your outlook on life, and things will get better for you. You know, you don't have to do things alone, and you have to remember to just forgive yourself and keep pushing towards your goals.
Excellent. Wonderful, wonderful advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Shaniqua Garvin, on behalf of Body Sculpt of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you, really thank you for coming on my show.
I had a pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I definitely look forward to connecting with you again.
And to my listeners, oh, that you will, for sure. Okay. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness website at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.